And now, James Gravel.
In our previous presentations, we discussed how God created a world of natural laws for our benefit. Those laws are both pure and non-selective. Everyone must obey them or suffer the consequences. In Luke 13, 2-5, Jesus told a story about 18 men who perished when the Tower of Siloam collapsed. The men's peers wanted to know if these men had perished because of some terrible sin in their lives. Jesus explained that the men were no worse sinners than anyone else. Rather, they had died because natural law, gravity, was in force. Fortunately, we are not left to sort out some kind of haphazard system that works one day but not the next, because natural laws work continually so that we can understand and benefit from them. Those who rail against God because of natural disasters are often heard to ask, but why can't God selectively intervene to prevent disasters? Think about that for just a moment. If God suspended natural laws every time one of His creatures was in danger, chaos would corrupt the cosmos, arguing more for a world of atheism than a world of theism. God's necessary intervention would finally grow to such proportion that it would effectively remove human freedom and responsibility. Who wants a world like that? Those who suggest that the existence of a loving, benevolent God is impossible because of the presence of natural evil often call for a better world than the one in which they presently live. Yet they cannot begin to describe the details necessary for its initial creation, much less its continual maintenance. When, in an attempt to improve it, they begin to tinker with the actual world around them, they invariably find themselves worse off. How exactly would unbelievers suggest that an understandable, dependable world be created and operated other than the ways ours presently is? How could natural disasters be prevented while maintaining both natural laws and human freedom? The truth is that this is the best possible world. But it is made even more beautiful and desirable when we are willing to give credit to the God who created it. As the prophet Habakkuk once wrote, "The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him."